Good morning, honorable members.
Good morning, Chair.
Oh, I fear as if I was not audible. Good morning. I think it's time we must start the meeting. Let me welcome honorable members and the delegation from the Department of COGTA. I see the Deputy Minister and Party Man, and well, I'll be guided by apologies if there are any. And I can see we should be making the quorum. Can we get apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. There's been an apology from Deputy Minister Bapela that will be attending Cabinet. We have an apology from Honorable Bring. He won't be able to make the meeting, as well as Honorable Mabika and Honorable Ms. Mango. They will be traveling to Cape Town, so they won't be able to make the meeting this morning. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Do we form a quorum?
We have 5 members. We still need 1 more member, but some of the members are struggling to connect due to load shedding. As we go along, I think we will be having a quorum. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, honorable members, I think we should start the meeting, and I think we will be guided at the stage where we must adopt the reports, because it's both reports. The first item that we must deal with is the Traditional Affairs General Amendment Bill, which was presented to us before. We were informed it was referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders. I think it's coming back from there. The approach in terms of that, before I proceed, Deputy Minister, if there's anything you'd want to say.
Good morning, Honorable Chair. Nothing much. I'm not of greatest help. Oh. May I support but the prof is here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Of course, I think what we need is to go through that report for adoption. And I was advised that that will be done by the Portfolio Committee Secretary. But if there's anything that members would want to ask, the department would be available to respond to that. Can I allow you, Portfolio Committee Secretary, take us through line by line on the amendments? Any difficulty? Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. We're going to start with the motion of desirability on the bill. So the motion of desirability reads as follows. The objective of the bill is to amend the Local Government Municipal Structures Act so as to correct certain references to the Code of Conduct, to amend the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act of 2019 so as to provide clarity on a forum to be consulted, to repeal a section of the Local Government Municipal Structures Act of 2021, and to provide for matters connected therewith, and the bill before the committee be used as a basis. So from here, we will go close by close through the bill, and then members then will do the adoption of the report. Thank you, Chair. I'll share the screen up?
Yes.
So there is the bill. It's a traditional affairs general amendment bill. It's a section 76 bill, and the English text is the official bill. That is clause one that deals with definitions. Clause 2 is the amendment of Section 16 of Act 3 of 2019. That is the Traditional and Quaisan Leadership Act. And then Clause 3 deals with the repeal of Section 30 of the Local Government Municipal Structures Act. And then the short title is the Act called the Traditional Affairs General Amendment Act. And then it's just the memorandum explaining the amendments. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, I wanted to say members are free to stop us as we move if there's anything, but generally this is a technical I think the general statement would be to say from the National House, there's nothing new that came out of it. The presentation that was done to us in somewhere in July, August, is the same. But can I take hands if there are any before we proceed to adopt? It doesn't look like there's any hand. Okay, I see Honorable Tsaza. Can I allow you, Honorable Tsaza?
Thank you very much, Chair. I thought that it was going to be close by close. It was very, very fast.
And, it was very fast. We can still go.
Let's just go to the clauses before we act. Okay. Just have to be careful.
Yes. Portfolio Committee Secretary, can we go slowly now, clause by clause? The one who is driving must not be that fast. We are amending Section 81 of the Act. I think that one, you can see that clause one. If there's anything, I think as we move, you can raise hands. That clause 1A, B, C. Yes, can we move if there's nothing? Yeah, let's slow down.
Let's slow down, please. I just wanted to check within the code of conduct, Chair, if there is provision for attendance and participation of traditional leaders in municipalities. That was my thing, whether it was a part of the technical amendment. Yeah.
Okay, we note that. We don't want to respond. Okay, we note that one. Can we move?
Let's move.
Clause 2.
Section 16 of the
law. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and the repeal of Section 30. And the name of the Act. Beyond this, is there anywhere where we are likely to move? No.
No.
So that's the picture, and I think you have noted your question. I assume the DG will respond to that. Any further question, honorable members? It doesn't look like. DG, I assume, Deputy Minister, that the DG from
Recording in Progress
Traditional Affairs is around, or any person qualified to respond to that question asked by Honorable Tessa.
Yes, Honorable Chair, you are correct. The DG is here and you will respond.
Okay, thanks.
Good morning, Honorable Chair.
Good morning,
members. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Indeed, the Honorable Tessa is correct. The code of conduct, which is applicable to members of municipal councils, which was contained in the Systems Act, which has now been moved to the Structures Act, it applies to all those who will participate in the council. Now, it will also apply to traditional leaders, and that is why that reference is made in the amendment, that it will also be applicable to traditional leaders as well. But the main issue in the amendment here is to do correct referencing so that we refer to where it is found, not in the Municipal Systems Act, but instead in the Municipal Structures Act. But indeed, just to confirm, Honorable Chair, that it applies to traditional leaders participating in municipal councils as well. Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. With that, Honorable Members, I think we are...
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Hrunavan.
Chairperson, my apologies for coming in late. Just one question I think that might be relevant. This Act seeks to change some of the articles within the Structures Act, but with the new Systems Act that hasn't been commenced yet, isn't there an effect to that Act as well? If I can just get clarity on terms of that. And then obviously we have to look at the regulation that has been published for public comment, that actually ends today for public comment. If we can just have a look at that, to adjust that as well, to incorporate this bill. Thank you.
So that's another question, Honorable DG.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thanks for the question by Honorable Punaval. May I ask our colleague, our Chief Director, Dr. Rinaldi Bessner, to comment on that particular one, Chairperson, through me?
Yes, no, allowed.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson and members. The Systems Amendment Bill that has not yet commenced is not affected at all by this particular amendment. The Section 81 was introduced, or the new Section 81 was introduced in the Structures Act by the Traditional Voice and Leadership Act. The Code of Conduct, as DG mentioned, that was in the Systems Act previously, was already removed from the Systems Act and incorporated into the Structures Act through the Structures Amendment Act of 2021. So that already amended the Systems Act. I think the Systems Bill that is currently on the consideration deals with other matters, but that one is dealt with by our sister Department of Cooperative Governance, but they are not linked at all. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. Any then proposal for adoption after the comments and clarities?
Chair,
yes, Honorable Tessa.
Sorry, They are very careful on these things of legislation. I just want to check in terms of the code of conduct and the participation of traditional leaders, because this often happens in most of the rural municipalities. Is the participation then left to the discretion of the municipalities, as it were, in terms of the municipalities being interdependent and so on? Right, you on that.
Yes, DG. Participation.
Honorable Chair.
Yes.
My apologies, Honorable Chair. The issue of the participation is dealt with in more detail in Section 81. So I think if other members would like to see how elaborate the issue of participation is dealt with, it's not so much in the Code of Conduct, but it's in Section 81, because Section 81 then deals with what needs to happen. So it's not just left to individual municipalities. This actually was one of the weaknesses with the earlier Section 81. That's why it was amended. It was very brief, and it was leaving a lot of issues to individual provinces. So the elaborate Section 81 deals with this participation in detail. The Code of Conduct is more about conduct when participating in matters of municipalities. So it's not left to individual municipalities. It is dealt with elaborately in the actual Section 81 of the Municipal Structures Act. Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Chair, there's an answer to say it's not left to municipalities. It's elaborated in Section 81. And then that would be a new request if you want us to go to that. But that can in another time. Honorable Chair, let me allow you a follow-up.
No, Chair, I will go through myself. It's my responsibility to do so very briefly. But I think for now the response satisfies my question. But I'll go through the section 81 in terms of what it says.
Okay, any proposal for us to adopt this now? Okay.
It's pretty clever, Jabba. I propose that.
Okay. I was looking. There's a proposal for adoption of this report. Any seconder?
I do second, Chair.
Okay. I don't seem to see any objection. Then the report is adopted. We now move to the second item, which is Makana Oversight Report. That one is put before us. Even here, those who were part of the visit is more to remind them. Those who are not part of it, I think we might have had time to go through the report. Can we have it on the screen? We must be slow. That's the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs on Oversight Visit to Makana, 16 to 19 September 2022. Anybody who would want any corrections on the delegation? Or his or her name not spelled properly. Okay. Then on the introduction,
So anytime any member want to stop and say something, I think let's do that as we come down, so that we don't necessarily have to have separate questions. Okay. I think we can move to number two. Day one. So I'll be interrupted as we go down, if there's anything. Don't rush. Let's see. Okay, you can move. Yes, let's move. Yes. observation. I think let's be slower now. That is the report, honorable members. And if there are any questions, follow ups, whatever, I will take a hand. Yes, honorable speech.
Can I speak, Chair, when you're waiting for other hands?
No, no, you can speak. I see you have the only hand up for now.
Okay, Chair, good morning. No, my Chair is just purely on the recommendations. I just want to know and get clarification whether we have received all the reports that we have requested, and whether we've received that in the time frame that was put down for Makana Municipality to respond to us. I see on the 1st of November we have a meeting with regards to the water treatment works, but also want to know that there was a meeting that we had to have an engagement with SCOPA with regards to the James Clenan's water treatment works. I want to understand where are we with that? So that's just what I wanted to know, Chair.
Thank you. Portfolio Committee Secretary and Mr. Sokoman, can you respond to those two questions?
Thank you, Chairperson. We have not received any documentation from the municipality. We are doing follow-ups on that one. And with regard to the meeting of SCOPA, we have been trying to confirm a date with the committee with regard to having a joint meeting, but they haven't come back to us on a date yet. Our next step is to write to the committee to send us a written report on the findings in Makana, and then we'll take it from the. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, maybe the two the responses are that you are making a follow up on the deadlines that were put and are not met. So maybe by the 1st, we should have all those documents. Number two, on the, I think we have just talked about this thing of SCOPA. Specifically, besides the general report of SCOPA on Makana, is that commitment they made there, which said they were going to ask SIU to investigate. We we want that response, a response that says, did they ask SIU, how far is that, so that we can follow up on the SIU, not necessarily depending on them. I think that's generally the responses, Honorable Space. We are instructing them now to say, once we put deadlines, our support should follow up on those deadlines to get those reports, because it will not make this report complete without those responses. And also, we must not get to the first without this answer from, and I would even say critically, all those stakeholders who should be part of that meeting of the first, we must confirm long before the first, because that's a critical meeting. In fact, I was taking a chance, Honorable Spears, writing on your questions. I see Honorable Pleza.
Just have a follow-up on that, DJ.
You also have a follow-up. Now you will follow. Or should I start, Honorable Pleza, should I start with Honorable Spears?
Yes.
That's, okay. Honorable Spears.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, thank you as much as I appreciate the response from the Secretary. And I do take the point that they are trying their best. But Chair, we have visited that area over a month ago. And we, since that time that we have done that oversight, the situation has actually deteriorated in that municipality. And I say it with the utmost openness, because people have been communicating with us on a regular basis, sending photos, videos, reports and stuff on things that they want to know and ask, and it's not getting better. And so, Chair, I don't know what it is that we want need to do, but these municipalities need to understand that when we do these oversights, this is taken up very seriously, but also our action towards what we have found and observed is also important. And it depends on the reports we get back. It depends on the inputs that we expect in order for us to have a proper plan of action. Otherwise, our oversight visits becomes totally a waste of our time and the stakeholders' time. People are desperate in Makana municipality, and it seems like there are role players who are dragging their feet, specifically that municipality. They promised us those reports. And it's, as I said, it's a month ago. It's more than a month ago. So, Chair, that is just my deep concern that I have to raise. And I think it's also disrespectful towards our committee coming from the municipality side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Honorable Pleza.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. No, we must not allow that municipalities just do malicious compliance in terms of reporting, because we have seen this all the time. Just because the committee is here, then you commit and you don't fulfill your commitments, because it will disjoint and discourage people. That municipalities will ever become at a desirable level. But my question is to you, to the committee chair, or to yourself, because I was not there in that municipality. Wasn't this municipality under Section 139B at some point? What is the status now, because I hear that it is deteriorating. What makes it deteriorate when there is a provincial intervention, really? Because my worry is that these interventions do not show or yield the desired results. And we have seen with the recycling of the failed municipal officials. lack of accountability, just the unconducive environment of the municipal space itself, not to allow professionals to be attracted to, so to speak. And the second one, Chair, is aren't we supposed to get to get a report from the law enforcement agencies on a quarterly basis? Am I right? Am I wrong in terms of that? Because at one point we met with them, and then we were said to have the committee would at some point meet them on a quarterly basis just to track the status of the section 106 reports in municipalities. Aren't we supposed to get that particular report from those agencies so that we are up to speed in terms of what is the status report, what is the improvement there, who are the people held liable, what is the consequence management, and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you. I think the last one, Honorable Teza, the last meeting we had with the law enforcement agencies, we are not the ones who said we must have quarterly meetings with them. I think it must have been SCOPA. I read about it as well. I think as we proceed with our work in terms of our resolution to say let's focus on some specific municipalities, we should be collecting information with the intention of saying at some point we'll meet them. I think when we met them, it was them who actually pleaded with us to say it takes time to prepare for these meetings. So as they get called from different committees, it also take them away from their work. So in other words, we don't have a standing arrangement. It's something that we might have to look into. But specifically on Magana, we are following up on a commitment that was made by SCOPA to say they would instruct the SIU to investigate. I think specific matters that were raised there related to clean hands water treatment plant. So that was a specific matter. That's why we are saying by the first, we must have that response. But I think generally, both yourself and the Honorable Spice, I think we agree as the committee. Our office must insist on meeting deadlines when the people have committed themselves to say they would submit reports. So by implication, on the first, we don't want stories to say there's an outstanding report. I thought that I should, because we are talking to ourselves for now, we are not asking the department. Yeah, there might be, in fact, most of the information, Honorable Teza, you are looking for in the issue of Section 139 and the status currently, and what are the challenges that are relating to the implementation of the financial recovery plan. I think both the COGTA in the province and the provincial treasury, they reported to the committee and indicated their challenges, as well as the Office of the Auditor General. But if you go through the report, even if you have then you will mix. That is why we went there. It's the consecutive disclaimers as well as material irregularities that were being investigated by the Office of the Auditor General. So in other words, if you go through the report, it will answer some of the questions. But I'm not excluding cooperative governance, if they feel there's something you would want the committee to also get a better understanding. Generally, the issue of deterioration of the situation, even after our visit, I think we'll have to develop a particular way to respond to that. But Cocta, if there's anything, DM, if there's anything we might be missing in the course of talking to ourselves. And Magan, by the way, that's our intention. Once we touch a municipality, we want to see change. In fact, what attracted us to this Clean Hands is because this thing started a long time ago. 2016, there was escalation of the money that was invested into this. It was not yielding any results. And so that is why we want to understand what is going on here. Because in Makana, every time there's going to be that festival, there will always be talk about water and sanitation. There will always be money getting invested, whether from the province or from national departments. But after that, you've got communities who are up in arms. No change. Same language about water and sanitation. So that's what we try saying. It must be arrested. Otherwise, we can't see it. But I think, Honorable, we still 139 there. Obviously, B, it can't be C. But if you go through the report, you'll see what is the problem. DM, if there's anything that you would want to say, take note of the following as you proceed. Otherwise, we have got a follow-up meeting specifically on the water treatment plans project on the 1st.
Thank you very much, Chair. I wanted to emphasize the last part that you have just touched on now. I think the report, it was circulated also through my parliamentary office, and I did receive it. It does indicate the difficulties that the municipality is going through. But we'd also had an engagement, if you will recall, in our last annual report meeting, the status quo with regard to in-depth information that MISA may provide also with the assistance that it has given. It is slightly touched, yes, in the report, but I do think we may also, maybe prior you, the first, which is prior the visit, if the chair permits, then we ask MISA also to supplement the information that they'd given in indication to responses with regard to some of the status of the roads, was the value for money, and all the key issues which were raised correctly so for honorable members. But also then for the committee to go back on its visit and see the issues of the wastewater. Maybe not only the water component, Chair, if it pleases the committee, it may also be overall service delivery and changes because they are related. But there is a water pressure issue, which we all know that the community complains about. Because I'm not sure, judging by the busyness and the tight schedule of the committee, it may not necessarily be very practical after the first visit that maybe the committee visits again. So maybe a broader approach coming from the province on what they are planning ourselves as MISA. What is the support package are we planning to ensure that we turn around the situation and assist the committee in their desire as well? That places that they visit, there is a change that the communities will see at the end. I think those are the two additions I can make, Chair, but the report is spot on. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy Minister. I think we agree with the addition on the issue of roads. MESA must help us to respond to those issues. We may not easily go back. I think what we can is to follow up on some of the issues that got raised and maybe have beyond the first, in the meeting of the first, maybe another meeting. Because I think generally all of us, after Magana, we went to Likwa. It will always help us to have some sessions that look at what we have been doing, whether it is yielding any positive results. If not, what needs to be done? But I think we take note of what DM is saying. Honorable members, with those questions and responses incomplete, we're still going to have a follow-up meeting on the first. Can we get a proposal to adopt the report with whatever corrections that needs to be done? Honorable Mbooms are proposed. I had another voice.
That was second, Chair.
Honorable Space Supplement. Therefore, the report is adopted. And that was the last item of the meeting. Can I close the meeting? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable members.
Thank you.